now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. The St. Louis Cardinals finished up the first half of the season Sunday afternoon versus the White Sox. With more on the final game of the first half, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, the Cardinals went to the All-Star game winning, and they won a one-run extra-inning game 4-3.
Cardinals have lost a lot of one-run games, but not yesterday, as they took the series against the White Sox with great pitching that began with Steven Matz, who went into the sixth inning, only allowed a couple of hits, no earned runs. In fact, no earned runs in total for the Cardinals, even though they had to go into extras to win it. Terrific work again from their bullpen, especially Jojo Romero, who picked up his first major league win.
Romero went two innings and he struck out three and picked up that victory number one in the big leagues at a time the Cardinals need a left-hander to step forward.
Well, they needed many to step forward because their two top guys, Gallegos and Hicks, were not available yesterday, and they need that extra rest during the break. Romero came through.
Fans enjoyed the All-Star break. The Cardinals are back home Friday night against the Washington Nationals, and airtime is 6:20 from Busch Stadium. The Cardinals won 4-3.
The Cardinals will be back in action after the All-Star on Friday the 14th at home when they host the Nationals. And you'll be able to catch all of that on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio 1450. Mark your calendars for Saturday, August 12th. For the 2023 alumni game at 3 p.m. at the West Plains Civic Center. This will be the Grizzly Volleyball alumni game, and there will be a team lunch pregame at 11 a.m. to catch up with everyone before things get serious. They're, of course, excited to see you and West Plains, and also introduce you to the new 2023-24 Grizzly Volleyball team. Again, that is going to be August 12th. The use of one-way communication device between a coach in the dugout and a team's catcher for the purpose of calling pitches will be permitted in high school baseball beginning in the 2024 season. This change to the rules 1-6-2 and 3-2-5 was one of five rules revisions approved by the National Federation of State High School Associations Baseball Rules Committee at its June 4th through 6th meeting in Indianapolis. The recommendations were subsequently approved by the NFHS Board of Directors. The new rules prohibits coaches from communicating with any other player besides the catcher on defense. The coach must also be in the dugout when using the communication device. Signups are ongoing for the 23 ORN Cares charity golf tournament benefiting Foster Adopt Connect. It's a two-man, 18-hole scramble. It's going to be held the last Friday in July, which is July 28th, at Norterra Golf Course in West Plains. A morning tee time of 8 a.m., an afternoon tee time of 1 p.m. The cost per team is $150. Prizes are available on every hole, and there'll be a minimum of four flights paid out at the end of the tournament. To sign your team up, go to Norterra Golf Course out BB Highway in West Plains, or you can call 417-256-3131. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.